B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Okay, so remember the girl last week who would lick the ice cream and she might get 20 years in jail? So now she's... How come when people do, like, good things, it's not contagious? But when people do bad, stupid things, it becomes contagious. Mm-hmm. So another guy got busted for licking an ice cream container.
Mm-hmm.
And now that has... I don't even want to say this on air. Let me do a disclaimer. Don't do this.
Oh, that'll work.
Yeah, right. Don't be an idiot.
Don't be an idiot. Yes. Hey, it's better than the commercials where it's like really small print and you're not paying attention because you're seeing somebody driving a car off a building. And it's like, by the way, it's a professional driver. Please don't drive cars off a building. But anyway, do not do this. Do not. So somebody took the ice cream thing to the next level and they did a video of themselves taking mouthwash and swishing it around in their mouth and then spitting it back in the bottle. Jesus. The ice cream thing doesn't bother. Well, I guess it depends on who. Like the girl who did the ice cream thing, I would still eat the ice cream. I saw a picture of the
girl.
What?
Yeah, I saw a picture of the... It depends on what the person looks like, Melissa. Like, the girl who did it, she kind of cute. The guy who did the ice cream thing and got busted? Hell no. Hell, I don't know what's going on with his mouth. And somebody swishing mouthwash and then spitting it back in the bottle? Yeah, again, it depends on what they look. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they look clean, I could deal with it. It's mouthwash. It kills bacteria.
Whatever happened to, like, safety seals? Yeah, like, don't we all look for safety seals and stuff? Like, mouthwash, every mouthwash has a safety seal, doesn't it?
Yeah, but, I mean, just don't do it with other things. Like, for example, Melissa, you have some water right there. There's a chance that I might have taken it and swished it around and spit it back in there. How would that make you feel?
Okay.
Not bad, because it's me.
Don't joke around like that. Seriously, that's disgusting.
It's a hypothetical.
No, it's really not, because I did leave the room for a second.
And I might have hypothetically walked over there and swished
new water.
And swished it around and spit it back in.
Now I got to get up and get a whole new water, thanks to you.
It's me, though. It's me. I'm clean. I'm talking about, like, you could still drink the water. But if it was someone sketchy that works in this building, I'm sure you'd be a little more.
So the moral of your story is, if the person looks clean, you're okay with drinking their saliva. But if they don't look clean, all bets are off.
That's exactly the moral of my story.
That's ridiculous. I'm throwing my water away.
You've been drinking and you haven't complained yet?
Yeah. You know what? You are such an idiot. I can't stand you sometimes. I'll be right back.
She's got to go throw water away that I hypothetically...
I'm not taking any chances with you. I'm getting a new water. I'll be right back.
Okay. See you later.
You are such a bad influence.
This is something this guy did.
I know, but he's agreeing with you, and it's disgusting.
But I didn't say what he said. He's like bordering on creepy, which no guy ever wants to be called. Go ahead, tell the story.
So we got a Facebook message.
Well, I was just...
Call you out. I'll just say W.
Okay, I was just, you know, joking around about the, you know, the people licking ice cream and swishing mouthwash and spitting it back in. And I said, you know, if they're cute, whatever, I'll eat it. If they're ugly, I won't.
Disgusting.
When I said that, I hate having to, like, whenever I say something like with humor to be funny and stuff, I hate having to explain that to people because some people take it so damn literal.
Well,
when I say that.
And here comes W, who sent us a message and said, I'm with Romero. When I was a server, if a good-looking girl did not eat all of her wings, I removed her food, if it was still warm, I would for sure eat a wing.
Oh, God.
You need to be locked up too.
That's disgusting.
W, I was joking.
Where are you going?
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.